Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Hard as it is to say these words, they are true. Summer will soon be over. And in less than a month, Massachusetts primary voters will pick the final candidates to run for governor of the state. Three Democrats and two independents are in the race.
And on the Republican side, there are two candidates, former Republican cabinet official and healthcare executive Charlie Baker and businessman Mark Fisher. Baker and Fisher debated each other this morning at WBUR.
It was their first head-to-head campaign event. The two candidates debated taxes, healthcare, education, and gun control. Also, whether or not as governor they would intervene in the market basket impasse. Here's Mark Fisher, a self-described Tea Party Republican who said as governor he would stay out of it.
It's a free market issue. I'm very impressed with the employees. I don't think that they would necessarily call themselves Tea Party members, but it's the spirit of the Tea Party that is going up against the establishment either of a private business or a political party. It's not for government involvement. It's an absolute mess when the government gets involved. This will work itself out.
For his part, Charlie Baker took a more nuanced position, saying in general a governor shouldn't get involved in cases involving private business disputes, but he said in this case he would.
Well, most of what I would be doing would probably not be stuff I would be talking about publicly. I would be working the phones and encouraging these folks, either directly or through intermediaries, to fix this and move on. Because the big problem they're creating here is you're putting 25,000 people, not to mention dozens and dozens of small suppliers who supply Market Basket, in terrible jeopardy.
WBUR's Morning Edition host Bob Oakes moderated this morning's debate, and he's with us now. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Anthony.
I thought that part of the debate about Market Basket summed up the way these two candidates differ on the issues pretty well. Two Republicans, Charlie Baker with a kind of moderate approach to government intervention, Mark Fisher, a much more doctrinaire, laissez-faire conservative. I'm wondering what you heard.
Well, I don't think either one of them offered much comfort to the 25,000 Market Basket workers who are largely out the door right now in this dispute between family members on the board of directors. As you pointed out, and he pointed out himself, Baker essentially said as governor he'd at least be on the phone working with the two feuding sides, but also then refused to say what he'd be telling them as governor to try and resolve their differences. He fretted over the fate of the workers, but he also said, as you pointed out, that it is a private company, so a governor really can't insert himself. Fisher, as you said, pretty much said he'd stay out of it, and in terms of the workers, said they were pretty much on their own, but expressed confidence that if they had to look for jobs, they'd find it. So if you're a Market Basket customer or employee, and you were listening to our debate, I think you filed those responses under spill in aisle 9 that you yourself have to clean up because you're not getting much help from Baker and even less from Fisher, and there's no one in the stores to help you out.
Well, let's talk about some other stuff that these two candidates talked about. They diverged a little bit on health care. You asked them both how satisfied they were with health care reform in Massachusetts, which has managed to cover 98% of its residents. So first of all, here's Mark Fisher.
I don't like the government being involved in health care at all. I believe this is one of the things that fall under our pursuit of happiness as individuals. And I have a number of people that have worked for me that did not want health insurance. I met one last night out in Westfield who told me the story. She didn't want it, but she had to pay the fine under RomneyCare here in Massachusetts, and she'd have to pay it with the Affordable Care Act. I don't like the fact that the government is imposing this so-called right upon us, and we have to pay the penalty.
So that's Mark Fisher. And here's Charlie Baker, who rather than take on Fisher directly, went after the Patrick administration's handling of the health care connector.
Massachusetts passed on a bipartisan basis health care reform that managed to cover 98% of our population, and with, by the way, sustained support from the voters and the citizens of the Commonwealth over that period of time. And for the life of me, I can't understand why the Patrick administration and the health connector broke what was working here.
So, Bob, assuming that the Republican nomination is Charlie Baker's to lose, I heard that as a pretty effective statement that I expect he'll make a lot in the fall, this idea that RomneyCare, basically a Republican idea, worked and the Democrats messed it up.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that, whether the Democrat in the final is Martha Coakley, Steve Grossman, or Donald Berwick, but especially if it's Berwick, the former federal health care honcho, who is a dark horse if he wins the nomination. He had a connection to Obamacare, left the Obama administration before the failed rollout, but I think we can expect Charlie Baker to try and tie him to the failed rollout as much as possible. With Coakley, the Democratic frontrunner, and Grossman, it'll be harder to make that connection to the sloppy transition here, but I think Baker will be pretty effective in saying that, at least to some voters, effective in saying that that mess occurred under a Democratic governor, and we don't need another one of those, either a Democratic governor or another mess.
Right, and I've got the experience and the record to do this right, he'll say. Bob, no big fireworks or major confrontations between these two this morning, but Mark Fisher did take a poke at Baker in his final statement, accusing him of a failure to lead. Here's what he said.
The governor's position is a leadership position. And part of leadership is assessing situations. 4 years ago, Charlie got it right. You know, Massachusetts is a mess. But when he ran again this time, he's come out and he said, Massachusetts is just fine. You know, we haven't gone from being a mess to being fine. We've gone from being a mess to being worse. And a failure to recognize that is a failure to lead.
Interesting, Bob, that Baker didn't take the bait and respond. What did you make of that?
Well, I don't think Baker needs to give, nor does he want to give, Fisher any more recognition than Fisher is already getting. So why respond when a response itself might create a headline? After all, Fisher's the guy who basically had to threaten to sue in order to get on the Republican ballot. After the debate, I asked Fisher to lay out his path to victory as a Tea Partier, which I really truly believe is a long shot. He essentially said that he'll surprise in September when Tea Partiers show up. His argument is there are more self-described Tea Partiers in the state than there are Republicans. But unfortunately for him, many of those Tea Partiers are Republicans who want a Republican candidate on the ballot in November who can compete against and beat the Democrat, and for many that's not going to be Mark Fisher. For Charlie Baker, as you pointed out, it should be a shoo-in to win the primary. After the debate, he told reporters who asked him if he was a conservative or a moderate Republican that he was a Charlie Baker Republican, who would sometimes take moderate or conservative positions and might sometimes agree with Democrats. I think that's really a smart position to take, since it's pretty much how Bill Weld, how Paul Cellucci, and how Mitt Romney, all Republicans, all won in the last couple of decades against Democrats here in Massachusetts. And at this moment, anyway, I think Baker will make the fall campaign competitive.
Right. I was struck, too, by the argument, another argument that Baker made in the debate, which I expect we're going to hear a lot in the fall, assuming he does win the nomination. And that is this idea about a vote for Charlie Baker is a vote against tired one-party rule in Massachusetts. Here's what he said.
In the end, the decision voters are going to make on September 9th and again on November 4th is if they want to move in a different direction or they just want more of the same. I think one-party rule on Beacon Hill has given them a status quo that's unacceptable.
So, Bob, final thoughts about this morning. Did this debate change anything for either Charlie Baker or Mark Fisher?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think Mark Fisher can be heartened by the fact that he was actually participating in a debate with Charlie Baker, but I don't think it gets him much more recognition. It's not going to get him many more votes. For Charlie Baker, you know, we heard the positions that he's taken so far in this campaign. He's expanded on them a little bit, and as I said before, he's almost certainly going to be the Republican nominee, and he will be a competitive candidate against the Democrat.
That's WBUR's Bob Oakes, who moderated a debate this morning between Charlie Baker and Mark Fisher, the two Republicans for governor. If you missed it, you can hear it in its entirety tonight at 8 on WBUR. And Bob, thanks so much for coming in.
Sure thing.
Coming up, we'll talk about whether the future of struggling Massachusetts cities could not be innovation, but unovation. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.